Research Park. I'm very proud to say that because we have a very progressive tech office, we've been able to if you will, craft relationships, partnerships with private sector that have been seen as win-win for everyone, and they're bringing significant new research resources to our campuses. Just to highlight these is maybe the Energy Biosciences Institute, because of being able to access the farm and the Institute for Genomic Biology. This is a $500 million project split with over 10 years. The new one that I think many are proud of is the Center for Nutrition, Learning, and Memory, which is because Abbott was in the research park 10 years ago and began to build a relationship with our faculty and begin to understand on a relationship basis that they've now created. This is a $50 million new program that's funding our best and brightest. In the old days, it was like, you know, people who couldn't be funded by the federal government that was looking for the industry. And today, it's our best and brightest who have other monies that these funds are being able to pull in private sectors. And Illinois is the place to come for innovation and top researchers. Well, let me close by saying that our future plans are to continue to build on the success and practices of this first decade. As I've just explained, through working through the governance and finance committee, we've made changes in the operating agreements, the governance, and the key point here was to be able to be able to make quick changes to the board of managers so that we could bring in individuals when we needed to have expertise and expand that without being constrained by every kind of change required coming back to the board. I anticipate that in the next year or two, when we look at expanding the role of the UIRP here in Chicago and expanding the role of Illinois Ventures with C-Funding, we will have to bring on new members and new expertise. And so I thank you for allowing us to make those changes. As I said, the new Research Board, LLC, these are board of managers that we've added additional members from the campuses so that we can build stronger relationships with the campuses. And then the other thing is just this last year has been an exciting one for me, working with the mayor and the governor and the county, of just learning how to manage expectations. I mean, the proudest thing I have is I have, not, in this last year, every meeting I've gone to is they've seen the University of Illinois as part of the solution. And that's been really humbling for me because it's been, yeah, we need your help, and I think we were in a great position to help as a state university. So our plans for FY13 are to continue to have strategic planning with the campuses through the Office of the Vice Chancellor of Research. We also have faculty advisory committees that have been instilled on the campuses. As I mentioned, we will begin to implement the new research park and Urbana master plan. We're in the process of developing a master plan for here at UIC, working with the Illinois Medical District Board. And as I was saying earlier, there's a perfect storm, if you will. Governor Quinn has reappointed the board. So when we have Warren Ribley's left the DCO and is now executive director of the Illinois Medical District, a longtime supporter of the University of Illinois. So I think we're in a great position to be able to forge a very positive relationship. As I said, we've received funding from DCO to establish what we've referred to as Enterprise Works Chicago, a new incubator activity up here. And we also will begin to have new discussions on looking at a Fund 3 component for Illinois Ventures. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Larry? That was incredibly comprehensive. Thank you. Anybody?
I just want to add a comment in addition to Larry, what Larry said. A couple of areas to give recognition to, and not the least of which is the city of Champaign-Urbana, that has really partnered with us and helped that park progress. And it's been helping both. The university has helped the city, and the cities have also helped help the park, and that's been very important. And I think lastly, we talked about the developer, Fox Atkins. It's been a partner with us throughout the whole process. We went through a RFP process to look after 10 years to do a second one. We stuck with Fox Atkins, and I just think we need to give them a lot of credit for being able to carry the ball as a developer, and that will be very important as we look at a model for up here. So don't want to diminish those two. And Larry's done a great job.